我们大家一同打开创世纪
Genesis
第几章，我们要读第二十九章
From into chapter 29
创世纪第二十九章
Genesis
雅各惧怕他的哥哥杀害他
Jacob was afraid that the brother would kill him
所以他就逃到他的 祖宗的家那里去
And so he escaped to the land of his ancestor
当他走到半路的时候
In the middle of the journey,
梦见了天梯
he dreamt about the stairway.
他醒来的时候
when he awoke,
他就揪到这是神的启示
he realized this was a revelation of God.
所以他说这是天的门这是上帝的殿
and he said, this is the gate of heaven, the house of God.
所以当圣经第一次把殿这个字讲出来的时候
when the Bible first talked about the house of God,
不是建筑物
it was not referring to a building.
还没有任何的建筑
There were no building back then.
是一个神人之间的关系。
That will tell us about the relationship between
God and man. 所以这很清楚地表达一件事情。
Clearly we see,
人到殿中不是来欣赏建筑。
That we will come to the house of the Lord not for the physical building.
人在殿中不是来这享受庙宇。
It is not for us to enjoy a temple.
我们在殿中享受与神之间位格际的关系。
What we will enjoy is the relationship between us and God.
所以全本圣经这个字第一次出现的时候
，The first time the phrase the house of God appeared，
真正的意义表达出来了。
We see then the true meaning.
不是居住的地方
，That it was not a place for us to live in.
不是建成的地方
，Not a complete building.
真正的功用是人与神之间关系的建立。
The true function is the establishment of relationship.
这就是上帝的殿
This is where the house of God is.
这就是天的门
The gate of heaven.
所以旧约的序幕就这样开始了
And so we see this prelude in the Old Testament.
当以色列人离开埃及的时候
When the Israelites left Egypt,
上帝吩咐摩西要为他们造会幕
God commanded Moses to build the tabernacle.
会幕从外形来看
Exteriorly looking,
是一种用物质所建筑出来的一个东西
A tabernacle was physical.
但是从实际的意义来说
But in reality,
是上帝住在人中间
The meaning represents God with us.
神与人同在
That God has his presence with us.
这件事到了基督降生的时候
And when Jesus Christ was born,
就变成以马内利道成肉身的实际
We see Emmanuel, God is with us.
这就是基督教的思想跟所有的宗教不同的地方。
This is where Christianity differs from all other faiths.
所有的宗教都把被建作为敬拜他们神明的东西叫做圣所、圣殿、圣庙是分别为圣的。
All religions consider their temple to be sacred, a place where they will meet their God.
虽然圣经也用了这样的名词
although the Bible also used such terms.
但是保罗后来把真正的经义讲出来的时候
but the Apostle Paul explained the true essence of the meaning.
这殿就是你们
He said, you are the temple of God.
我们的身体就是上帝的殿
And so our bodies are the temple of God.
我们的身体就是上帝的灵所居住的地方
And the Spirit of God will live within us.
我们在我们的心灵城市里面敬拜上帝
And we worship God in truth and in honesty.
我们就经历神的同在
And in spirit we experience His presence.
天主教把饼跟杯代替就是耶稣基督真正的身体跟血的时候
When the Roman Catholic considered the elements of the Holy,、Holy Communion as the real body of Jesus
三个改教家都反对这个事情
All three reformers were against it
无论是马丁路德无论是慈印尼或者加文都不承认变质说
Whether it is Martin Luther, Zwingli or Calvin they all deny transformation
饼永远是饼不会变成耶稣的身体
That the bread will always be the bread and it will not be transformed to the body of Jesus Christ
杯里面的葡萄汁永远是杯里面的葡萄汁不会变成耶稣真正的血
and the grape juice itself will be a grape juice and will not transform to the real blood of Christ
所以天主教勉强地把饼跟杯解释成我们领受耶稣的身体我们吃喝耶稣的血这个是改教教完全反对的
and the reformers were against the Roman Catholic idea that the elements actually were transformed to the body of Christ
你说圣经耶稣不是说你若不吃我的肉你不喝我的血就没有永生在你里面吗
but you may ask didn't Jesus Christ proclaim that we are to partake of his body and drink of his blood
反对这种变质学的神学最厉害的就是归正的创办人加尔文
John Calvin was most against such teaching.
加文怎么解释呢
？The explanation of John Calvin.
他说：“如果这个饼真的变成耶稣的肉体， 这个杯里面的葡萄汁真的变成耶稣的血的话，
if the bread and the wine truly get physically transformed into the body and blood of Christ，
我要问耶稣到底死几次？
Then John Calvin asked, how many times must Jesus Christ die？
怎么可能每一个礼拜天我们领受饼的时候就有他的肉在那里，好像他又死了一次？
How is it possible that every week when we observe Holy Communion, he would die again with a physical body?
所以归正神学加尔文特别攻击这一方面。
And so John Calvin in Reformed theology would attack such theories.
他写一封信给天主教的一个神父。
He wrote a letter to a priest.
他说尊敬的神父先生。
And he said, honorable priest.
你们每一次举行弥撒的时候。
Every time you observe the mass.
你们都相信这个饼就变成了耶稣实实在在的肉。
You believe that the bread is transformed to the real body of Christ.
杯就真正变成耶稣的血。
And the wine becomes the true blood of Jesus Christ.
岂不是你每一个礼拜要耶稣再死一次吗？
Does that not mean that Jesus will have to die every week anew?
这根本不是纪念耶稣的死。
And so you are not remembering his death.
这是逼耶稣每个礼拜再死一次。
You are forcing him to die again every week.
你们的弥撒不是纪念，是亵渎。
And so the mass will be blasphemous.
没有人比加文讲更严厉的话来批评这个错误的解经。
And then John Calvin therefore was more stern in his rebuke.
改叫运动的基督论，改叫运动的圣餐论，就跟天主教完全不一样。
And so Christology and the concept of Holy Communion that the Reformers have were different from the Roman
Catholics. 所以在天主教的圣餐里面。
In the mass of the Roman Catholic,
每一次弥撒就是人再分享耶稣的血跟耶稣的肉。
Every time you have a mass, you are physically partaking.
改教家的神学里面完全不是这一回事。
Not so in Reformed theology.
所以马丁路德不是用变质说来解释圣餐。
Martin Luther explained the Holy Communion not in the transconfiguration.
马丁路德用的办法是什么呢？
The methods he has used,
他说基督就在饼里面与我们同在了。
He said that Christ is present in the elements.
基督就在他的杯里面与我们同在了。
That Christ is with us in his cup.
所以这个同在论，
This idea of presence,
后来加尔文也不接受，
was also rejected by John Calvin.
那么此运理也不接受。
And a Zikri.
所以在这件圣餐的理论里面，三个改教家就有三种不同的解释。
And so all three founders, reformers have three different explanations.
此运理的解释是什么呢？
Zikri's explanation was,
这不过是个象征的理论。
That this is but a representation.
我们拿着主的饼的时候，
So when we take the bread,
这个饼是象征耶稣的身体。
The bread is symbolic of the body of Christ.
这个象征不等于耶稣真正就身体就在这个饼的里面。
It does not represent the physical body of Jesus.
没有化质的可能。
There is no such thing as a transubstantiation.
所以我们拿起饼拿起杯的时候，
So when we lift up the bread and the cup,
我们是借助象征之物来纪念基督曾经为我们死，破开他的身体，流出他的宝血。
Symbolically, we remember the death and the shedding of the blood of Jesus.
所以讲马丁路德
and Martin Luther
所讲的主的身体、主的血就与饼杯同在，此运理也反对。
Zwingli rejected this idea that Christ is present right there.
那么加尔文的解释是什么呢？
What about John Calvin?
加尔文的解释，
his explanation
就是归正神学所接受的。
Is accepted by Reformed theology.
既然不是基督的身体在这个饼里面同在，
and it is not the presence of Christ in the bread,
也不是这个饼就变成了耶稣真正血肉的身体，
nor did the bread get transformed into the physical body of Christ.
我们守圣餐的时候，
when we have our Holy Communion,
我们用信心的眼睛看见基督为我们死的身体跟血现在与我们同在。
With the eyes of faith, we see that the presence of Christ is with us.
所以借助信心看见神的同在。
With faith, we see the presence of God.
不是在这个物质的饼跟杯里面。
Not a physical presence.
乃是在我们信心里面看见他与我们同在。
But in our faith, we recognize his presence.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
这就是天主教跟改教运动在基督论的圣餐里面不同的思想。
This is a different thinking process between Roman Catholics and the Reformed theologians.
像整个新约就把这个灵意、把这个精义表达出来了。
The whole New Testament show us the essence and the spirituality.
雅各说：“这是天的门， 这是上帝的殿的时候
，So when Jacob exclaimed that this is the house of God, gate of heaven，
不是只看得见的建筑物
，He was not talking about physical building。
所以礼拜堂不等于圣殿。
Your physical church doesn't mean that it is the temple of God。
礼拜堂是圣徒聚集敬拜上帝的一个建筑物。
The church building is just a building where saints will get together to worship God。
保罗说这殿。就是你们。
The apostle Paul says you are the temple of God。
整个基督教教会所有有形的基督徒的聚集，这就是活的上帝的殿。
The entire physical gathering of the people of God is the living temple of God。
这个殿就是基督的身体。
And it is the body of Christ。
基督就是教会的头。
And he is the head of the church。
像你把整个旧约的启发跟新约的成全。就把它贯彻始终去了解它了。
Now we have a consistent understanding of the Old Testament revelation and that of the New.
那雅各离开了这个地方以后
，After Jacob left this place，
他就立了一个石碑
，He set a pillar，
他就对上帝发出了应许
，And made a promise to God，
他应许把十分之一奉献给上帝
，To give God a tenth of all he had，
他应许以后回来在这里为上帝建立一个殿。
And he promised that he will come back to build a building.
这些事后来一直到摩西建会幕，由所罗门建殿的时候，才真正变成一个有形的建筑物。
The physical building only came at the time of King Solomon.
但是基督论的预表，基督论的这个精神意义，就在梦里面向我们显明出来了。
But his dream has foreshadowed Christology and what Christ was all about.
现在我们要读二十九章。
Now we will read chapter 29.
我们用轮流的办法来读。
Responsively, we read together.
雅各起行到了东方人之地，看见田间有一口井，大家同读。因为人饮羊群都是用那井里的水，井口上的石头是大的。常有羊群在那里聚集，牧人把石头转离井口运羊，随后又把石头放在井口的远处。雅各对牧人说：弟兄们，你们是从哪里来？他们说：我们是哈兰来的。他问他们说：那或的孙子拉班你们认识吗？他们说：我们认识。雅各说：他平安吗？他们说：平安。看哪，他女儿拉结领着羊来了。雅各说：日头还高，不是羊群聚集的时候，你们不如引羊再去放一放。他们说：我们不能，必等羊群聚集，人把石头转离井口才可引羊。雅各正和他们说话的时候，拉结领着他父亲的羊来了，因为那些羊是他牧放的。雅各看见母舅拉班的女儿拉结和母舅拉班的羊群，就上前把石头转离井口，引他母舅拉班的羊群。雅各与拉结亲嘴，就放声而哭。雅各告诉拉结，自己是他父亲的外甥，是利伯家的儿子。拉结就跑去告诉他父亲。拉班听见外甥雅各的信息，就跑去迎接，抱着他，与他亲嘴，领他到自己的家。雅各将一切的情由告诉拉班。拉班对他说：你实在是我的骨肉。雅各就和他同住了一个月。雅各为拉结和利亚服侍拉班。第十五节，拉班对雅各说：你谁是我的骨肉？岂可白白地服侍我？请告诉我，你要什么做工价？拉班有两个女儿，大的名叫利亚，小的名叫拉结。利亚的眼睛没有神气，拉结是生的美貌俊秀。雅各爱拉结，就说：我愿意为你的小女儿拉结服侍你七年。拉班说：我把她给你，胜似给别人，你与我同住吧。雅各就为拉结服侍了七年，他因为深爱拉结，就看这七年如同几天。雅各对拉班说：日期已经满了，求你把我的妻子给我，我好与她同房。拉班就把这筵席请起了那地方的众人。到晚上，拉班把女儿利亚送来给雅各，雅各就与她同房。拉班又将婢女希珀给女儿利亚做使女。到了早晨，雅各一看是利亚，就对拉班说： 你向我做的是什么事呢？我服侍你不是为拉结吗？你为什么欺哄我呢？拉班说，大女儿还没有给人，先把小女儿给人，在我们这地方没有这规矩，你为这个满了期了，我就把那个也给你，你再为他服侍我七年。雅各就如此行，满了利亚的期了，拉班便把女儿拉结给雅各为妻，拉班又将贝尼皮拉给女儿拉结做使女，雅各也因拉结同房，并且爱拉结甚是爱利亚，于是又服侍拉班七年。我们今天就读经到这个地方，这些故事都是很有趣味的。
These are interesting stories.
很吸引人的。
Attracting things to us.
当雅各回到他自己祖先的地的时候
，When Jacob returned to the land of his ancestors,
已经长成了。
He was an adult.
已经是一个可以结婚的人了。
Marriageable age.
他曾经跟哥哥苦斗一段的时间。
He had all these battles with his brother.
以好胜之心
，And he wanted to win.
用诡诈的办法
，Using deception.
得了长子的名分。
He got the status of the firstborn.
只不过损失一杯红豆汤罢了。
All he paid was a stew.
又告借着妈妈的欺骗。
And with the deception of his mother,
装成是哥哥
he pretended to be his brother,
去取得了祖先给他的祝福
and he received the blessings from his ancestor,
带来一场大灾祸
a great disaster came,
差不多被哥哥杀死
his brother wanted to kill him,
就离家逃走
so he escaped,
所以当他逃回去的时候
when he escaped back to this
land, 就是回到拉班的地方
went to the land of Laban,
拉班就是利伯家的哥哥
Laban was the brother ofRebecca.
自从利伯家嫁到以撒这里来
Since Rebecca married Isaac,
直到这个雅各回到拉班那里去的时候
Until, Jacob returned back to Laban,
这已经过了很多很多的年了
Many years have passed,
他的亲属的关系还是很清楚的
But they were clear about their relationship.
拉结把这些事对孩子的交代得很清楚
Because Rebecca would have told the kids.
所以拉结回到那个地方的时候
And so when Jacob returned,
这是他从来没有到过的地方
A place that was foreign to him.
他没有想到这一次去
He never realized that this time,
就永远没有看见叫他说谎的妈妈了。
He would never have met his mother ever.
这是很清楚的上帝对人的刑罚。
Clearly, it was a punishment from God.
一个母亲叫孩子说谎话。
The mother taught the son to lie.
而且是叫最爱的孩子说谎话。
And certainly, the son she most loved.
是为了他的孩子可以。不法的得到更多的利益
so that he can receive a lot more things
神就刑罚他
and so God punished him
使他这一次错误的教导就永远没有机会再看他的孩子一面
the punishment was that she would never see her son again
这是圣经没有明文所述说的事实
the Bible was not explicit in this
我们有时候看圣经的时候
but when we read the Bible
我们看不见这些教训写出来
Very often we will miss such teachings.
上帝没把这些话告诉我们。
And God will not tell us these
things. 但我们在神的叙述的故事里面。
But in the narration of the Bible.
你要用很智慧的眼光，敏感的察出里面所告诉我们的真理。
We need wisdom to find the truth in there.
所以神教导利伯家。
And God taught Rebecca.
神教训雅各。
And God punished Jacob.
这序幕一开始。
And once this happened.
一生一世收拾不来了。
For the rest of their life, they have to bear.
利伯家永远没有再看见雅各一面。
And Rebecca would never see Jacob again.
雅各一去就几乎不能回来了。
After he left, Jacob almost never returned.
哥哥对他的仇恨
，the hatred from the brother，
就变成一个恐怖、非常可怕的影子，一直在他的心中来欺压他。
Becomes a shadow of fear in his heart.
所以当他回到他地方去的时候呢
，When he returned back to the land of his ancestors,
虽然他已经离开了哥哥仇恨的影子
，Although he has left the shadow of fear,
但是他不知道前途要怎么样
，He would not know what lies ahead.
当他看见很多的牧人带羊来的时候
，When he observed that many shepherds brought their sheep,
看到一些的井。
He saw some well,
他问他说：“这个是谁的井
？”And asked, "Whose well is this?"
你们是谁
？Who are you?
你们的主人是谁
？Who are your masters?
那些牧人就说呢：“我们的主人就是拉班。
”And the shepherd says, "Our master is Laban."
那么 雅各马上知道这个就是他的舅父。
And Jacob recognized his uncle.
所以他问我舅父好吗？
So he asked, is he well?
他平安吗？
Is he
他很想知道家人的情形。
He wanted to know about his family.
他们都告诉他了。
And so they told him the
以后直到他见到拉结的时候，
Until when he met Rachel.
他知道他跟拉结是亲戚的关系。
He knew she was related to him.
所以他们就亲嘴了。
And so they greet each other with a kiss.
亲嘴了以后呢，
After that,
他就告诉拉结，就告诉他的爸爸雅各来了。
Rachel went to tell the father that Jacob was there.
当然这一去，利伯家从来没有回来。
And Rebecca never see Jacob again.
拉班也知道这是妹妹所生的孩子。
But Laban recognized that this is a son.
马上赶过来。
So immediately he rushed.
你看这些故事是很动人的。
So these are very interesting stories.
因为亚伯拉罕75岁离开米索波大米。
Abraham left Mesopotamia at 75.
100年以后才死。
And he died 100 years later.
亚伯拉罕这100年从来没有回去看过他的亲人。
And for 100 years he never returned home.
这是人间很伤心的事情。
These are sad things.
因为我们离开的时候很想说不久再见。
We always think that we will return back.
我马上回来。
That we will come back shortly.
但事与愿违啊。
But often it's not as we wish.
所以许多时候我们盼望见的亲人就这样一离开永远没有看见。
Sometimes we will never see the people we leave behind.
我还记得1949年6月20日的时候。
I remember 1949 June 20th.
我们离开已经81岁的祖母。
We left our grandmother who was 81.
我的妈妈把我们带到厦门的海岸的时候。
When my mother brought us to the harbor in 厦门。
先跟我的外祖母抱着。
And first she hugged my grandmother.
她说妈妈。
And she
我带孩子到南洋去。
I'm bringing the children to the south.
两三个月以后我就回来了。
I'll come back in a few months.
我要回来再看你。
And to visit you.
以女儿的身份尽我的孝道。
As a daughter, I must be filial.
那我的外祖母就说：“那你快快回来啊。
”And my grandmother said, "Come back quickly."
想不到1949年6月20日，我们离开厦门。
We left June 20th, 1949.
结果我妈妈永远没有回去。
And my mother never returned.
到了她自己68岁的时候，她离开世界。
And she herself passed away at 68.
我们离开厦门有两年，我外祖母也死了。
Two years after we left, my grandmother passed away.
永远没有回去了。
So we never returned.
我1949年6月20号离开厦门。
I left June 20th, 1949.
到汕头、香港、马尼拉，又到这个新加坡、加加达试水上岸的时候，一共花了14天。
It spent 14 days traveling all the way to Indonesia.
1949年7月4号我上岸。
So we only arrived July the 4th, 1949.
你知道我什么时候才回去厦门吗？
Do you know when I returned back to 厦门？
刚刚好50年以后我才回去。
Exactly 50 years later I returned.
1949离开厦门。
I left 1949.
1999回到厦门。
I returned 1999.
我回到厦门的时候呢？
When I returned back to 厦门。
对不起，我第一次回去是1996。
The first time I went
there. 对不起，是1999。
1999.
我1996只有到上海，没有到厦门。
1996, I went to Shanghai.
我1999年一定要回厦门。
In 1999, I wanted to return.
因为我想已经半世纪了，没有看见我出生的地方。
I thought I must see the land of my birth.
所以很想回去。
So I desired to go back.
当我到厦门的时候
，When I reached 厦门，
我们教会有个执事跟着我去。
There was a deacon from my church.
他说我要去看看。我的牧师生的地方怎么样了？
He said, "I want to see the land of the birth."
我的牧师小的时候在哪里念书的？
Or where my pastor studied.
所以我带他去我做过礼拜的教会。
So I brought him to the church I attended.
好几间教会。
A few of them.
我带他去看。
I brought him there.
厦门新街的礼拜堂。
The church at 新街 in 厦门。
是全中国第一间基督教礼拜堂。
The first Christian church in all of China.
你们到过厦门或者厦门来的，请举手。
Those of you who have been to 厦门哦，
新街礼拜堂啊，新街礼拜堂是19世纪一条很小的街道，那个时候很新，所以叫做新街。
It is a street in the 19th century.
那个街道呢，就从这个讲台不到那个钢琴那么宽。
It's very narrow from here to the
这个礼拜堂是全中国第一个礼拜堂。
But it was the first church in the whole of China.
这个礼拜堂前面有一块黑色的石头，上面写的六个字。
There was a black tablet there with six words.
中华第一圣堂。
It is the first church in China.
那我小的时候就曾经到那边参加过奋青布道会。
And I was at the revival meeting in the church when I was young.
所以我再去看看。
So I went there to visit again.
礼拜堂门开着。
The church doors.
一个人都没有。
No one was inside.
我走进去。
I entered.
我去弹琴。
So I played the piano.
我一弹琴的时候。
As I played it.
咚咚咚咚咚，就有人从楼上下来了。
Some people came down from upstairs.
大概他以为有人要把钢琴抬走了。
They thought people are going to steal the piano.
你是谁啊？
And he asked, who are
you? 我是一个传道人。
I say I'm a preacher.
从哪里来的？
Where do you come from?
我是从印尼来的。
From Indonesia.
我就问他你是谁啊？
So I asked, who are you?
我是牧师娘。
He said, I'm the pastor's wife.
我的丈夫就是这个礼拜堂的牧师。
My pastor is.
你从什么地方来啊？
Where do you come from?
我从印尼来的。
I say Indonesia. 他说
你认识一个叫做唐崇荣的吗？
Do you know Stephen Tong?
我说我认识他。
I say I know him.
我相当认识他。
Quite well.
我和他很熟悉。
I know him very well.
哎呀，我们很想请他来讲道。
She said, oh, we want to invite him to come and preach.
什么时候如果你见到他，告诉他我们盼望他来这边讲道。
Can you pass the message to him, please?
我说以后我再告诉他。
I said in the future I tell him.
那我的这事很奇怪，你就是唐崇荣，为什么不回答？
And my deacon said, why don't you just tell her?
是就说是，不是就说不是嘛。
Just say you are.
那为什么你不告诉他呢？
Why don't you tell her?
我说如果我告诉他。
I said if I were to tell her.
晚上几十个人到旅馆来找我。
In the evening, many people come and hunt for me.
那他们遇到困难的时候就不好了。
Then it will be difficult for them.
因为我知道政府不是很喜欢我到中国跟基督徒有什么交往的。
I know the government doesn't welcome me too much.
所以我的这事很难过。
So my deacon was quite sad.
他说人早就等你回来，看见了还不知道你就是他。
He said people have been waiting for you and they cannot even recognize you.
我说你的丈夫是做牧师的吗？
I asked her, is your husband the pastor?
他说是的。
She said yes.
我就把我那个 Parker 钢笔就给他了。
And so I gave her my Parker pen.
我说你给你的丈夫用这个笔来写他的奖章好不好？
I said, ask your husband to write her sermon using this pen.
我心里很喜欢青年人奉献做传道。
I am always pleased to see young people as pastors.
他我的丈夫常常听唐崇荣的录音带。
He said, my husband always listens to Stephen Tong on the tape.
有人对我说。
And then someone told me later.
厦门两个讲道最好的牧师都是常常听我录音带的牧师。
He said two of the best pastors in 厦门 will listen to Stephen Tong tapes.
我就为他祷告。
And so I prayed for him.
祷告了以后我就走了。
And I left after.
他再吩咐，你要见到唐崇荣，请告诉他我们很想他回来这里讲道。
And she said, if you see Stephen Tong, tell him we want him to come back.
你真的认识他吗？
Do you really know him?
我说我常常见到他的。
I meet him quite often.
那我就走了。
Then I left.
那我带我的这次去看我在鼓浪屿这个祷告山上面祷告的那个地方。
And I brought my deacon to a prayer hill.
去到英华书院的操场看从前宋尚杰博士在那边举行全国查经会30天一个月90次讲道的地方。
A place where Dr. John Sung held a 30-day Bible seminar.
那时候我还很小。
At that time I was very young.
所以我没有在这个聚会中间。
I did not participate in this.
我知道那是全国查经会一个很重要的地方。
But I knew that was a significant place.
后来我再去找我出生的房间那个医院的地方。
And I went to find the room where I was born in the hospital.
再回去找我平常做礼拜的地方。
And that place I used to worship.
那个做礼拜的地方现在已经没有了。
And the place was no longer there. They destroyed.
还有厦门青墨山祷告会的地方。
And the place at 厦门 where people gather to pray.
这个小山丘已经铲平了。
And they do got rid of the hill.
现在建了 Holiday Inn.
Now the Holiday Inn is.
那我的这次都跟我跑完了以后。
And this deacon follow me all over.
那我们再到古兰屿的青这个一个升旗山的上面。
And then we went to a flag hill.
那边的郑成功骑马的那个雕像。
There was a sculpture of 郑成功。
我在那里伸出双手为厦门祷告，人就拍了一张照片。
And I raised my hand to pray for the whole of 厦门。当我
再到厦门的博物馆去看看以后
，After I visited the museum there，
我坐船回来。
I returned by ship。
厦门跟鼓浪屿差不多是隔一个海峡，是只有750公尺。
It's about a strait of sea between 厦门。
所以1940年代。
In 1940s，
有很多的学校的青年人就用这个海峡举行游泳比赛。
Many young people swim in the strait.
我的哥哥代表英华书院得到全厦门游泳第二名。
My brother represented the school and got second.
那个时候我还8岁的时候。
I was only 8.
所以我不能参加游泳。
I couldn't participate.
我们回去看这些地方。
We all went back to see this place.
坐船回来的时候。
When we returned by ship.
在我的前面就一个孩子9岁。
There was a child who was nine.
我一直看看着他。
I kept looking at him.
我感想多得不得了。
And I had lots of mixed feelings.
因为我就看见我自己离开厦门就是这样想。
And I was nine when I left 厦门。
我九岁的时候离开厦门。
And 9 years old we left.
59岁回到厦门。
And I returned at 59.
刚好50年。
Exactly 50 years.
所以当我读这些回到自己的地方几十年，很有感触。
And so I have deep feelings when I read the Bible about people returning.
当我们要离开厦门的时候呢
？When we were going to leave 厦门，
我的祖母很难过。
My grandmother was very sad.
因为她看她的女儿要走了。
Her daughter was about to leave.
把所有的孩子都带走了。
And all the kids followed.
她已经身体衰弱，她不能送到港口。
She was physically weak. She couldn't send us off.
跟我们一同祷告，我们就上船了。
And so she prayed with us, and we left.
最难过的事情是什么呢
？The saddest part was.
我们一只狗呢，跟我们住了十多年的也一同上船。
Then a dog actually followed us as well.
那么这个母狗一直看着我们，一直看着我们。
And the dog kept looking at us.
那么小船到大船的时候
，When the small boat bring us to the large ship,
我们就把行李一件一件带到大船上。
And we took the baggage up.
那一只船有8000公吨。公吨
The ship's capacity was 8,000
tons. 叫斯巴的船。
It is called 斯巴的。
其实斯巴的就是 Jakarta 附近一个城市叫 Cibadak。
It is named after a city near Jakarta.
那么这个是荷兰十三港的船。
And it belongs to the Dutch.
荷兰人叫做 KJCPL， 专门巡游东南亚十三个港口绕一圈的。那个港那些船一共有兹万仪、兹沙利瓦，还有这个兹巴的很多十多条这样的船，我们坐那个船到印尼去。
It was a ship that did a circular tour around the cities.
那么当小船上的人上到大船，然后呢，小船就回到下面去了。
And the ferry actually will ferry the people to the larger ship.
我们那只母狗也跑到下船来。
And the dog came on board.
但是船上的人看他没有买船票，把他赶回去。
And the people just got rid of it.
一直要哭的样子。
And the dog was very sad.
我们就小孩子个个都看着那个母狗被带回厦门，永远不再见面了。
And as children, we see the dog being taken away.
很多很多伤感的事情。
And we were very sad.
我还记得妈妈说，妈妈，妈妈对妈妈的妈妈说，两三个月我就回来。
I still remember my mother telling her own mother that she would return.
后来永远没有回去。
But it never happened.
因为一到印尼的时候。
When we reach Indonesia,
这些船就断航了。
All the ships stopped sailing.
共产党来了。
The communists took over.
所有的交通跟南洋就断绝了。
And all transportation ceased.
那么这些船就回荷兰去了。
And the ship returned to Netherlands.
我们就很难回到大陆去。
And we never returned.
所以这样停留在大陆，停留到印尼，直到今天。
And we stayed in Indonesia till today.
那我的母亲常常为我母亲的母亲祷告。
And my mother often prayed for her mother's mother.
因为她是79岁才信主的人。
He believed in the Lord at 79.
我们把她从乡下的地方带到厦门来。
And we took her from the village to 厦门。
就开始传福音给她。
And preached the gospel.
传福音给她。她说：“你不要传什么福什么音，什么音都没有了，观音是有的。
”She said, "Don't preach to me. I only believe in 观音。
我已经是不要信别的宗教的。
I don't want to believe in other.
我一生吃斋。
I have been a vegetarian all my life.
我不会离开我的宗教。
I never would leave my faith.
那我们很积极传福音给他。
But we were anxious, so we kept preaching to her.
我还记得他是个绑脚的人。
I remember her feet was bound.
3寸金莲。
Only 3 inches long.
大概一个月最少要洗一两次。
And every month she had to wash it like twice.
但是每一次脱下鞋子洗的时候，我就跑掉，因为臭得不得了。
Every time she had to wash her feet, run away, very smelly.
脚小到一个骨头的折断在里面的。
And the whole feet was deformed.
连站起来都没有办法的。
She cannot even stand upright.
79岁，后来她信主了。
But she believed finally.
为什么会信主呢
？Why would she believe?
因为她说你们都信耶稣了，我剩下一个人怎么办呢
？I am so lonely because all you are Christians, she said.
所以他就信主。
So she believed.
信主听我们的小孩子唱诗，他很高兴。
She loved to listen to the children singing.
我们到南洋的时候
，And when we went south,
我特别想念他。
I remember her.
因为他把我一个人带到他的膝盖头前面。
Because she once set me on her knees.
叫我一首爪哇人唱的歌。
And taught me a song by the Javanese.
所以我的兄弟都不会，只有我会。
So I'm the only one who learned the song.
他说呢，你的名字叫做钟莹，福建话，荣是莹嘛。
So it, my name is 钟莹。
那我就给你唱一首莹莹木头落的歌。
So I sing you a little tittle.
那莹莹，马里布朗的可乐金哦。 他说英英啊就要回中国来。
The song says you must come back to China.
你要回到中国。
You must return to China.
这个歌给我印象很深。
And so I remember the song.
后来我永远没有回去。
But I never returned.
看到他死我没有回去。
Even with her death.
他过两年死的时候。
When she died 2 years later.
那一天他离开世界。
The day she died.
我们也不知道。
We didn't know.
但是那一天发生一件事情。
But something happened.
我妈妈从早到晚一直哼一首诗歌。愿主保守以后再相会，愿主保守以后再相会。
My mother was reciting the hymn all day long that the Lord will bless us.
下午的时候，我妈妈自己打自己的嘴巴。
And in the afternoon, she slapped herself.
她说奇怪，为什么今天一直唱这首诗歌
？She said, "Why would I keep repeating this hymn?"
十多天以后
，After more than 10 days later,
有一封信来了。
We receive a letter.
我妈妈打开来看
，And my mother opened it.
就一直流眼泪
，And she wept.
因为祖母死了。
Because the grandmother died.
死的那一天就是我妈妈一直唱那首诗歌的那一天。
And the day she passed away was the day when she kept singing.
所以我们永远看不见这个外祖母。
So we will never meet our grandmother.
一去就不回头了。
And you will never return.
我告诉你，利伯加永远没有看见这个雅各。
Rebecca never met Jacob again.
因为一去回头的时候他已经死了。
Because when he turned around, she already died.
这些都是人之常情。
These are human emotions.
所以当雅各一见到拉班的时候
，And so when Jacob met Laban,
拉班就把他抱起来。
Immediately he hugged him.
你是我妹妹的孩子。
You are the son of my sister.
你是我骨肉之亲。
My own flesh and blood.
自从你妈妈走了都没有再看见过她。
I have not seen your mother since she left.
你的母亲这一次也没有回来。
And your mother never returned.
我见到你如同见到自己的人一样。
So when I see you, it's as if I see my own people.
所以心情发作的时候。
And so when he got emotional.
拉班就与雅各相亲。
And Laban kissed Jacob.
亲完了以后就说你就住在我这里吧。
And said, stay in my house.
住在那里一个月。
And he stayed with him a
whole month. 住完了以后呢。
After that.
你就在这里做工好了。
He said, work for me.
所以雅各就做工。
And Jacob did that.
雅各是一个曾经牧放过羊群的人。
He was once a shepherd.
所以雅各是一个有经验的人。
So Jacob was experienced.
他为羊群打水。
And he would water the sheep.
他带羊群去吃草。
And bring it to the pastures.
都有一些的经验。
So he was experienced in this.
所以他就住在那边。
And he lived there.
在拉班那边做工。
And he kept working there.
圣经说拉班有两个女儿。
The Bible says Laban has 2 daughters.
大的叫利亚。
Leah was the one.
小的叫拉结。
And Rachel.
利亚眼睛没有神。
Leah had weak eyes.
拉结眼睛又大又漂亮。
But Richard bright and beautiful eyes.
雅各就很甘愿住在美女的旁边。
And Jacob loved to be beside a beautiful girl.
住在美女的旁边的时候
，As he lived beside her,
he feel at home.
就好像在家里一样，
好像自己家里一样很舒服。
And very
所以他就做。
So he work and work.
那么这个拉班来了一个男人。
And there is now a man here in the house.
体力大得不得了。
A strong man.
又喜欢跟他住在一起。
Who is living in the house of Laban.
这是一个很好的得力的时间。
So now he has a good assistant.
拉班原来就是一个很注重利害关系的人。
And Laban was a person that takes care of his profit and loss.
拉班从前把妹妹嫁出去的时候。
When he married his sister away.
他没有什么意见。
He didn't have much opinion.
亚伯兰的老仆人带了很多的金器来给他，所以他认为这个是利害关系，所以就放走了。
At that time, the servant of Abraham brought a lot of gold for him.
现在这个妹妹嫁出去，把一个孩子送到这里来，又是一个得利的机会。
But now there is an opportunity to exploit this son of my sister.
所以他很愿意雅各就住在他的家。
So he was willing that Jacob live in his house.
他很乐意雅各在他的田里面做工。
He was willing that Jacob would work for him.
为他牧羊。
To be a shepherd.
而且又看到这个外甥呢，对自己的女儿有一点好感。
The nephew seems to be attracted to his own daughter.
所以放心吧，他不会走的。
So he will not run away.
男人很难过美人关的。
It's difficult for a man to win over a woman.
他就在那个地方住下来了。
And so he lived there.
但是呢，一直得力，心里又感到良心过不去。
But he must have felt that it's not so good to just exploit him.
所以雅各就对拉班就对雅各说。
And so Laban said to Jacob,
你继续对我做工，没有工钱给你是不可以的。
It's not good that I keep using you to work for nothing.
所以请你告诉我你要什么。
Tell me, what do you want?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
他不是说你给我做我给你多少。
He didn't say that I will pay you.
他说你跟我做的时候你要什么？
But tell me what your wages should be.
这是很聪明的老板。
He's very smart and
为什么？因为年轻人刚出来做工，也不好意思拿太多的。
The young person would not ask for too much.
因为他对这里的价钱也不懂。
He may not know much about the value.
感到自己做工是很自然的事情。
He may think it natural to work hard.
所以很多年轻人出来做工的时候，起薪都是低得不得了。
And so starting salaries are always very low.
等到做了一二十年，发现这样下去，我怎么能有钱？建立家庭呢
？Later you will find that your pay is too low to start a family.
开始想出路
，so you will find a way out.
开始找新的老板
，to find a new employer.
盼望碰碰运气
，to find new luck.
有些人到了四十多岁的时候
，some people when they reach their forties,
中年危机来到的时候
，midlife crisis is here.
就想，难道我这样一做做下去吗
？They will ask themselves, do I want to do this for the rest of my life?
一做就做一生吗？
Is this how I spend my life?
很多男人到了45 to 50 years的时候，都喜欢自己出来奋斗。
And so at 45 to 50, many men will start their own business.
但是呢，很多人就这样一生爬不起来了。
But then you will fail miserably.
他以为他一出来就可以像别人变成老板。
Many people think they can succeed like others.
结果没有老板才，只有老板的雄心大志。
They only have the ambition without the talent.
起初的时候没有什么心智，点点可以生活就满意了。
In the beginning, you are satisfied with a little pay.
越来越看到现实的需要。
But when practical needs mount,
越来眼光越来越现实。
When you become more and more pragmatic,
那么这雅各不是如此。
But not so for Jacob.
雅各年轻的时候呢
？When he was very young.
但拉班问他说：“你要什么
？”When Laban asked him, "What do you want?"
他就很诚实的把心里话讲出来。
Honestly, he replied.
我不是为钱。
I didn't come to
work for
money.
我不是为利。
Not for profit.
拉班说：“感谢主。
”Laban said, "Thanks be to God."
你不为钱不为利，钱就跑到我这里来了。
You don't want money, then I will have the money.
那么你到底要什么
？What do you want?
我要不好意思。你到底要什么
？What do you want?
我告诉你，对哪一个人有意思，你就变成不好意思。
When you are interested in someone, you will become very embarrassed.
你对哪一个人一点没有意思，你就很好意思。
When you're not interested in someone, you'll be quite fierce.
这件事是很有意思的。
This is quite interesting.
所以你到底要什么
？What do you want?
当时我要的是不是钱啦
？He said I don't want money.
也不是利啦
？I don't want profit.
那么你要什么
？What do you want?
我要你的女儿。
I want your daughter.
拉班心里哇，这个更好。
Laban thinks it's better.
你娶了我的女儿，我就得了一个不必工价的好劳工了。
I will have a good laborer once you marry my daughter.
我养大女儿送给你。
I will give you my daughter.
你一生做工赔偿我。
But you will pay back.
这个多好的事情呢
？A good arrangement.
但是呢，雅各讲的是一句不容易接受的话。
But Jacob said something that is difficult to accept.
你最清楚，我不是要那个大的女儿哈。
He didn't ask for the elder one.
那个眼睛小小的，那本样子我不要。
The one with beady eyes.
我要的比较像意大利的那个眼睛的，那个小的哈。
I want the younger daughter.
我要的是拉杰哈。
I want Rachel.
你不要管你是拉杰。
Don't make a mistake.
好啦好啦。
Okay.
要拉杰就拉杰了嘛。
Okay.、Fine.
那么你要他怎么办呢
？What do you do then?
我愿意为他。服务你七年。
Said Jacob, "Say I'll work for you for 7 years."
七年工作免薪水。
7 years without pay.
只娶到旁边一个妻。
Just for that wife.
他就甘愿了。
So he was willing.
你看爱情多伟大。
So love is very great.
当你真正有爱情的时候。
When you truly fall in love.
你发现时间过得很快。
You find that time passes by very quickly.
太阳下山太快了。
And the sun sets too fast.
哇，几年算什么？
A few years will pass by quickly.
我在这点年的中间。
In these years.
我不会感到爱时间的折磨。
I will not feel tortured by time.
天天可以看见这美丽的脸孔。
Every day I can see the beautiful face.
天天可以跟我喜爱的人在一起。
Every day I can spend time with one I love.
一有甘心就不计较劳苦。
When you are willing, it doesn't seem so bad.
这个叫劳苦加上甘心等于享受。
And so when you have labor plus willingness, it's called enjoyment.
大家说一二三，劳苦加上甘心等于享受。轻微的重担加上不甘心等于很重的十字架，大家说。
So a small problem plus a
heavy cross. 你加上不甘愿，就变成很沉重的十字架。你看到雅各有爱的时候。
When Jacob was in love.
雅各讲一句话。
He said something.
为了拉结。
For Rachel.
我愿意服侍你七年。
I will work for you 7 years.
哇，这个拉班心里想。 这一个人自己送到我这里来了。
Laban must have thought that he had a free gift.
我不必给他薪水。
I don't have to pay him.
他就这样无酬报的效劳。
And he will work for free.
这个七三二十一。
For 21.
七六四十二。
64.
七五三十五。所以2600天
for so many, many days,
免费的一个劳工在我这里来
this free labor will work
何乐而不为呢
so, good deal.
所以他说好、
so、he said,
你做七年
work for me
我就把女儿嫁给你
and I will let my daughter
就两小无猜
so,
青梅竹马
young,
就讲天天劳力很甘愿
every day they work,
到了七年以后呢
seven years later,
拉班忘记了
Laban forgot.
忘记了已经应许的话语
His promises.
但是呢，雅各记得。
But Jacob remembered.
他对拉班说。
He said to Laban.
时间到了。
The time is up.
我算得很清楚。
I am very calculated.
刚好今天早上六点，七年了。
Six o'clock this morning, seven years is up.
记得七年前我对你讲的话吗
？Remember what I said.
我为了拉结。
For Rachel.
我预备服侍你七年。
I'm prepared to serve you seven years.
现在时间到了。
Now the time is up.
为了喜欢，所以时间过得很快。
And because he was in love, time passed quickly.
但是对拉班来说，忘记时间过得更快。
But for Laban, time passed quickly.
怎么一下子就七年了
？Seven years have passed.
怎么这么快就七年了
？How can it be so fast?
你大概算错了。
Maybe you were wrong.
大概是六年吧。
Maybe six years.
他在前后你算成七年。
Maybe you calculate.
他说没有，真正七年。
Jacob said no, 7 years.
慢慢算。算好了以后
after that,
那没有办法抵赖了
there was no escape.
拉班就白色宴席
And Laban had a banquet.
下女儿是个盛大的日子
It is a grand day.
拉班到底有没有男孩子
Did he have any sons?
你们看圣经有没有
Did Laban have any sons?
到底拉班有没有男孩子
Did he have any sons?
他现在女儿出嫁的时候
When the daughter was to be married,
大宴席
He had a huge banquet.
父老乡亲都来了。
And all the people of the place came.
但是拉班是不诚实的人。
But he was dishonest.
圣经说他十次欺骗雅各的工价。
The Bible says that he cheated Jacob 10 times.
讲话不算数。
And he did not keep to his
promises. 亲人是亲人。
Although you are relative.
亲情是亲情。
Although they are relationship.
你看到利害关系。什么亲什么情什么亲人什么亲属关系完全放在九霄云外
He didn't care about all relationship when it comes to profit and loss
所以拉班用欺骗的手段对待雅各
And so he deceived Jacob
从外面的来看
Superficially speaking
雅各受亏了
Jacob was a loss
从神的安排来看
But from the sovereign will of God
借着拉班来管教雅各
And God chastised Jacob
to Laban. 雅各曾经欺骗哥哥。
Jacob lied to his brother.
雅各曾经欺骗爸爸。
And deceived his father.
雅各曾经接受母亲叫他说谎的这件事。
And followed the instructions of the mother to lie.
所以谎话的惯常言论者就遇到那些对他专说谎话的人。
And so this liar has met another liar.
法国人有一个成语。
The French has a proverb.
对说谎的人。
He says that for those who tell lies,
有以谎话的人在一起的刑罚。
They have punishment with the liars.
常常会跟讲谎话的人在一起。
Because the liars will mix around with liars.
最大的刑罚不是如此。
And this is not the biggest punishment.
一生一世跟讲谎话的人在一起就是他自己。
And the biggest punishment for a liar is that for the rest of his life, he has to spend his life with a liar.
另外一句成语怎么讲呢？
Another prophecy,
一个讲谎话的人
a liar,
常常以为人心是一样的他就以为全世界人都像他一样是讲谎话的
always think that everybody is like him, also liars.
结果对说谎话的人刑罚
and the punishment to a liar,
就是他根本不相信别人对他讲真话
would be that he never would believe in anybody
else. 因为他人心相比
he thinks that everybody is the same.
他以为我在这种情形一定讲谎话照样你一定在这些情形也对我讲谎话
The liar would think that everybody else would lie to him
他一个说谎的人就变成一生一世没有人可以被他信任的这种刑罚
So his punishment was that he would not trust in anyone for the rest of his life
上帝不把雅各带到个老实人的下面
God did not send Jacob to an honest person
上帝把雅各带到个专说谎的拉班的下面
But allow him to go to Laban, a liar
所以说谎的人遇到说谎的人
And so the liar has met a liar.
欺骗别人的人受别人的欺骗
The deceiver has met a deceiver.
雅各一生一世最痛苦的事情
And the most painful thing happened to him.
就是神让报应临到他的身上。
God allowed the punishment to come upon him.
当他结婚的那一个晚上。
On his wedding night.
他很快乐，他给娶到那天。
He was overjoyed that Rachel is his
wife. 急得不得了。
And he was anxious.
他的眼睛送秋波来来往往。
And he had been in love with Rachel.
等到2600天。
After waiting 2,000 days.
才可以肉体的接触。
He had a physical relationship.
他可以真正完他的梦，圆他的梦，变成一个夫妻。
His dream would come true.
所以那天晚上，他就跟他一位已经得到的妻子欢乐整个晚上。
And so that evening, he enjoyed the night with his
wife.
Oh,
他很满足了。
And he was satisfied.
我一生的夙愿现在达到了。
He thought he has received his gift.
7年的辛苦忘得一干二净。
He forgot 7 years of labor.
我已经在身边有那个妻子了。
I now have a beautiful wife.
等早上太阳上升的时候。
But when the morning came.
你要记得那是几千年前没有日光灯。
A few thousand years ago, there was no light.
是晚上享乐了以后。
So in the pitch darkness at night.
看看我新娘多么美丽。
In the morning, he wanted to see the bride.
你看的时候。
When he looked at her.
怎么是日本新娘？
How come her eyes are so small?
怎么眼睛两条线的呢
？Pity eyes.
那我昨天太太就是你啊。
Are you the wife yesterday?
糟糕了。
Oh dear.
空空的，得到一场假的快乐。
And the dream was broken.
他跑去叩门。
So he went to knock on the door.
还没有叩完，听见哗哗很大的鼾声。
He heard the loud snoring.
拉班才不管你跟谁结婚。
拉班 was not interested who you married.
我先解决我的问题。
First he had to solve his own problem.
这里的规矩。
Because based on the custom,
大女儿要先嫁。
The elder daughter should be married first.
才能嫁小女儿。
Then the younger one.
你以为你年轻人要做什么梦就可以达到什么愿望吗
？The dream of the young people cannot come true.
你以为你有求必应吗
？Do you think I'll give you anything you want?
你要我老人家顺从你吗
？I will not follow what you want.
你要利用我来成全你的心愿吗
？You cannot make use of.
没有这一回事。
No such thing.
你的理想是你的理想。
Your ideals are your ideals.
我的风俗是我的风俗。
But I have to follow my custom.
你的喜爱是你的喜爱。
You may like what you want.
我的困难是。我的困难
But I have my own
所以使乡下所有的人都知道我嫁的是大女儿
Everybody else knew that it was the elder daughter.
不然整个城都会轻看我
I will not, they will despise
你怎么可以先嫁小女儿呢
so you cannot take the younger one
我就把姐姐给你要不要你给她吃掉了
Now you have taken the elder
你吃掉了一生负责
so you must be responsible.
你不必跟我多讲
no need to argue.
快门
They knocked the door.
拉班起来
拉班
我跟你计较
I want to
我跟你立的约你记得吗
Remember your promise.
七年前我跟你讲了
7 years ago.
我要的是拉杰
I wanted Rachel.
你现在给我的是利亚
Now you give me Leah.
根本不是我要的
Not what I wanted.
啊不必多讲要不要
拉班 says don't
这里的规矩啊
Based on our custom.
大女儿还没有嫁
The older daughter
不许可嫁小女儿的
needs to be married first.
两个根本不要听什么叫这里的规矩
But he didn't want to listen to that.
他说我的命只有一条我爱的只有一个
He said I only love one.
你把别的代替我爱的
But you have
你在开什么玩笑
So it's like a joke.
这个拉班好厉害哦
But Laban was very
smart. 他这样解决了
smart. He said let's have a solution.
你忍耐
patience.
你过七天以后
After 7 days,
我把拉杰再给你。
I give you Rachel.
那你呢，就可以得到两个老婆了。
After 7 years, I'll give you Rachel.
那我你再等七天。
Just wait another.
我再摆一个筵席。
I give you another feast.
整个城市的都原谅我了。
That the whole city
will remember. 他们知道我做的是对的。
They will know I did the right thing.
那么你就可以两个老婆了。
Now you can have two.
我把拉杰给你。
I also give you the.
但是呢
，However,
给我你以后呢
，After I give to you,
要再做七年。
You have to work 7 years.
这个是 buy one get two.
buy one get two.
不是多得一份。
Not that you have another one.
多做2600天。
You have to work another 2,700 years.
你说拉班厉害不厉害啊
？So Laban was very smart.
拉班非常非常厉害的。
He was very deceived.
他是这样敲诈人工。
And so he exploited it.
他就使雅各在他家里14年，然后才可以走。
And Jacob worked for 14 years in his house.
所以雅各没有办法了。
He had no way out.
在人的手下。
He was under someone else.
养人的必须。
And he had to follow what other people want.
好了，这样就这样。所以他就等那七天比七年更久。
The 7 days took a long time.
因为他根本不是要利亚。
He didn't want Leah.
所以一不甘愿就变成很沉重的重担，很沉重的事情。
And so when you're not willing, the cross become very heavy.
那他七天完了以后呢
？After the 7 days,
再次摆宴席。
They had a second banquet.
这是真的把拉杰给他了。
And Richard was married to him.
把垃圾给他以后呢,
After that,
他心花怒放,
and he was overjoyed.
其实我现在真正感到的伤心是, 利亚不知道什么感觉了,
but I don't know how Leah would have felt.
他欢喜了七天以后,
After that week,
发现心所归不是我, 是另有所属。
Leah would discover that the husband loved another person.
雅各根本不是爱我。
Jacob didn't love her.
所以从今以后,
so from that time onwards,
雅各就爱利拉结胜过爱利亚。
Jacob loved Rachel more than 这个, Leah.
这个家庭有真的喜乐吗?
Will there be true joy in this family?
这家庭有永远感情的争斗。
They will always have emotional battles.
永远不满足的一方。
There will always be a dissatisfied party.
永远挫折感相随。
There will always be a sense of defeat.
当利亚看见雅各跟拉结感情好到一个地步的时候, 他里面的痛苦是没有办法形容的。
Leah would be very hurt when he saw the love between Jacob and Rachel.
原来雅各不是盼望多妻。
Jacob didn't want to have so many wives.
雅各根本不是存心要娶很多的老婆。
He didn't want to have many, many wives.
但是拉班欠他。
But
拉班骗他,
deceive him.
所以他现在两个老婆。
So now he had two wives.
如果你注意看下去的话,
if you continue reading the Bible,
利亚后来没有生孩子。
Leah had no child.
是很怕受人讥笑。
So she was afraid that she would be despised.
使你送到雅各的房间里面。
And then he gave Jacob her maidservant.
那就先生的孩子。
And had a son.
以后利亚自己在生孩子。
And then she herself conceived.
但是雅各很爱拉结, 但是拉结偏偏一直不生孩子。
But Rachel was barren all the time.
所以拉结也把他的使女送到丈夫的房间里面。
And Rachel also sent her maidservant to the husband.
结果又生了孩子。
Again, there were children.
以后呢, 这拉结最后又自己生孩子。
And then Rachel herself conceived.
所以这样就变成以色列的祖先里面雅各有四个妻妾。
And so Jacob finally had four wives.
这本来都不是雅各的意思。
These were not what he wanted in the beginning.
雅各要一个,
he wanted one.
他的舅父给他两个,
the uncle gave him two.
这两个不生孩子,
the two were barren.
把两个使女放进去来争气。
And then they brought two maidservants into the picture.
逗他们来哪一个人先做妈妈。
To have conception first.
结果呢，雅各就应付来应付去，应付四个。
So in the end, he had four.
结果他生了13个孩子。
And he had 13 sons.
12个男孩。
12 boys.
流便西面犹大利未但亚瑟加特以撒加西布伦拿弗他利又是便雅悯他不必翻译。
The 12 tribes of Israel.
还加上迪拿一个女孩子。
Plus Dina the daughter.
生了13个孩子。
So 13 children.
有没有别的女儿, 圣经没有记载。
The Bible didn't talk about other daughters.
这12个男孩,
but the 12 sons.
就变成以色列的12支派。
Became the 12 tribes of Israel.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters.
亚伯拉罕,
so from Abraham.
以撒,
from to Isaac.
以撒,
from Isaac.
雅各,
to Jacob.
雅各,
from Jacob.
就12支派,
to the 12 tribes.
以后, 以下所有的子孙, 就没有超过这三代大族的重要性。
And all the other descendants would never exceed the importance of the
亚伯拉罕的上帝。
The God of Abraham,
以撒的上帝,
of Isaac,
雅各的上帝,
and Isaac, Jacob,
就变成圣经旧约里面专用名词,
becomes a unique phrase in the Old Testament.
上帝也用这三个人来宣布他自己就是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的上帝。
And God used these three persons to declare himself as God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
其实比这三个人更伟大的品德的是约瑟。
Joseph actually had a better character than all three.
又是没有向亚伯拉罕说谎。
And Joseph never lied.
又是也没有向以撒说谎话。
Or like Isaac, he lied.
又是更没有向雅各欺骗人。
Certainly not as deceptive as Jacob.
又是是几乎无瑕疵，在圣经里面被记载最完美的一个青年人。
Joseph was a person that the Bible recorded as almost being faultless.
虽然人人都犯了罪,
although we all have sinned,
但是圣经从来没有记载约瑟犯什么罪,
but the Bible never recorded the sin of Joseph.
圣经也从来没有记载但以理犯什么罪,
the Bible also never recorded the sin of
Daniel. 就有的这两个青年人,
these two young persons in the Old Testament,
历史历代所有年轻人道德最好的模范,
becomes the best model for all young people of the world.
圣经从来没有说约瑟的上帝,
The Bible never says God of Joseph.
圣经就说亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的上帝。
Only God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
这告诉我们，人的不完美可以到上帝的面前，让神成为我们的神。
It tells us that although we are imperfect, we can come before God, and He will still be our God.
雅各是一切有信心的人的父亲。
Abraham was a person, the father of all who have faith.
以撒是一个非常平和的人的一个榜样。
Isaac was an example of man of peace.
雅各是神的福音有大能拯救罪人的一个代表。
Jacob was a person that represents the great power of the gospel.
上帝是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的上帝。
And God is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
上帝借着亚伯拉罕就产生了一个新的民族。
Through Abraham, a new race was born.
就是以色列十二个支派所组成功的一个新的民族。
The 12 tribes of Israel, a new people.
那么从这个十二支派中间所产生的国度。
And the kingdom that came from the 12 tribes.
就成为上帝神权统治的人群的一个代表。
Becomes a representation of the rule of God among
men. 以色列国在历史的存在。
The existence of the nation of Israel.
就成为天国神与人同在的一个代表。
Becomes the representation of God with us.
以色列人所领受的律法。
The laws that the Israelites received.
就成为整个人类法律最重要的基础跟根据。
Becomes the foundation of the most important laws of men.
以色列人的会幕跟圣殿。
The tabernacle and the temples of the Israelites.
神与人同在一个最重要的代表的地的象征。
Pragmatic symbolic representation of God with us.
以色列人所领受的律法。
The laws that the Israelites received.
结果产生了一个就是成为律法之子十二岁被按立的耶稣基督。
Produced Jesus Christ, the Son of the Law, ordained at 12.
就成为代表全人类成全律法的独一的圣者。
The only holy one that will complete the laws of God.
上帝对亚伯兰说我要赐福你的后代。
God said to Abraham, I will bless your descendants.
使你的后裔成为万民的祝福。
That your descendant will become the blessing of all people.
那里所讲的后裔是单数的，不是多数的。
It was a singular term, the descendant.
你生下来的中间有一个。
There will be one among
你的子孙
from your
你的后代
your descendants
要成为万国万民的祝福。
One will become blessing of all people and all nations.
就是耶稣基督。
There will be Jesus Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
雅各跟利亚跟拉结结合生下的
，the children that Jacob had with Leah and Rachel，
就成为神统治的国度的一个代表
，becomes a representation of the rule of God in His kingdom。
我顺便提到了一件事情
，I will also mention this。
亚伯拉罕的妻子撒拉是绝对俊、很美秀、很俊秀、很美丽的女人。
Sarah was a beautiful woman, the wife of Abraham.
以撒的妻子利百加是绝对很美丽的女人。
Rebecca, the wife of Isaac, was also very beautiful.
父亲娶了美女。
The father had a beautiful wife.
孩子没有选择，也上帝给他美女。
The son had no choice, God gave him a beautiful wife.
拉结是自己爱上美女，敢做14年的。
And Jacob loved a beautiful girl, and he worked for 14 years.
所以这三代都娶了绝顶漂亮的女孩子。
So all three generations had very beautiful wives.
是不是遗传的眼光呢
？Could it be genetics?
或者神的安排呢
？Or the original God?
上帝就借着这个民族
，through these people，
来预备救主的降生。
God prepared the world for the Savior.
所以上帝对雅各说
，So God said to Jacob，
你要改名。
You must change your name.
名称以色列。
To Israel.
以色列有很多意义。
There is many meaning to the word Israel.
这个字的三个意思里面有一个最重要的意思。
Among the three meaning, one is most important.
Israel.
Israel.
Ezra 什么意思呢
？Ezra
就是王子。
The prince.
El 什么意思呢
？El
就是上帝。
Means God.
所以你要改名叫做上帝的王子。
So you have to change your name to be known as Prince of God.
改名叫上帝的皇太子。
And the Crown Prince of God.
You should named the Crown Prince of Elohim. 你将成为上帝的皇太子。
You will be the crown prince of God himself.
所以以色列民族
，So the Israelites
后来就预表教会
，represents the church.
因为我们在基督里都成为上帝的儿女。
That in Christ we are children of God.
所以这个教会好像十二支派结合的一个总会。
The church is like a 12 tribe coming together.
教会就像不同的以色列的子女在神的面前成了一个家一样。
The different children of Israel becoming one family in God.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
今天我们提到了雅各婚姻到这里结束。
And we will end here with the marriage of Jacob.
那么接下来我们提到列祖还发生了一些的事情。
And later we'll talk about what happened to the ancestors.
还把整个创世纪把它了结起来。
And then we will end Genesis.
创世纪一共有五十章。
Genesis has 50 chapters.
告诉我们从神的创造。
From the creation of God.
一代一代的经历。
The experiences of the generations.
上帝对一个大时代的总结的审判。
And the punishment that God gave the generation.
拣选了很少数的人成了余种。
And how he have elected the few to be the remnant.
继续发展一个新的时代。
To continue a new generation.
那这些人再违背上帝旨意的时候。
But when these people go against the will of God again.
神再消灭他们。
God destroyed them.
再用很少的数目再做一个新的余种。
And again the remnant will form.
来延续一个历史的时代。
And history was extended.
最后把亚伯兰、以撒、雅各所拣选建立起来的，成为他国度的一个代表。
In the end, the kingdom was represented by the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
来预表永世耶稣基督的身体，就是教会。
To represent the eternal body of Jesus Christ, the church.
所以犹太人是教会的预表。
The Jews are foreshadow of the church.
犹太人是国度的一个预表。
The Jews are the foreshadow of the kingdom.
真正的国度就是基督到世界上来。
The true kingdom is from Jesus Christ.
真正的以色列人就是那些受洗真正归主的基督徒。
And the true Israelites are all who have believed and are baptized into the kingdom.
神在他的家中。
God is in his household.
神的国度在人间。
And the kingdom of God is with us.
神与人同在。
God is with us.
我们是真以色列人。
We are the true Israelites.
愿上帝赐福给我们。
May the Lord bless us all.
对圣经创世纪里面隐藏着的奥秘。
With the mystery that is implicit in Genesis.
我们有很清楚很正确的认识。
That we will have a correct and precise understanding.
我们今天就讲到这个地方。
We will end here this evening.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.